We've invested in camps, tournaments, club teams, travel, video, and services. What's next? This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 60. Welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm John Fugler, athletic scholarship coach and a dad of two scholarship athletes. I'm also the CEO of RecruitMe. I'm a podcaster, author, and speaker. In fact, the sponsor of this edition is my new book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, a complete college recruiting roadmap for high school athletes and parents. It's available on Amazon, of course. And this podcast is 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. So I dig in, I give you takeaways you can use immediately. And you can also find every episode on my website, recruitme.com, but it's easier on an app, the Apple Podcast app, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeart, and others. You can find it there, the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. Well, I hope you had a good Labor Day weekend. We're back at work, aren't we? Oh, just wish it was a four-day weekend, right? Well, if you're a parent of an athlete in fall sport, you didn't get it off. And if you're not in a fall sport, it's a great tournament weekend, right? So you're out at tournaments. You really labored on Labor Day. Maybe you're out in the sun just soaking it in. But yeah, Labor Day isn't quite a day off for... for you, if you're the, I remember those days, every holiday, you know, Labor Day, 4th of July, Memorial Day, we had tournaments, and we lived in Southern California, so even Christmas week, we had tournaments to go to, and that was in baseball. Of course, basketball, that's known for its holiday tournaments around Thanksgiving and Christmas, New Year's, all that. But here we are, off to another week, and you can find the Athletic Scholarship Podcast posted every Tuesday. You can count on it being there, and I love doing this. Thank you for joining me. Episode number 60. I think I've been doing this for a couple years now and really, really enjoying it. Hopefully you are too. Go back and listen to previous episodes. I try to make each one applicable. Speaking of applicable, make sure you go over to my website and get my freebie, How to Get an Athletic Scholarship. 4 pages, download, you got it instantly. You can read it in 5 minutes, and that will give you the foundation you need to spring forth from. If you've been doing this athletic scholarship pursuit for a while as a family, go back and get that too. It may kind of get you back on course and relay the foundation. If you get that, I will also make sure you receive the 7-day recruiting jumpstart, where I'll contact you each day to give you some pointer that you can use to go through this recruiting process. So go ahead and grab that. And I invite you to get my book, which has everything I know, almost everything I know, about athletic scholarships and recruiting. You can get it on Amazon. I'm John Fugler, and it is good to have you along. In this episode, because you may have gone to tournaments over the weekend, you may have done some traveling for your kid's sport, and you come back and say, we have spent a lot of money. I thought I would address this whole thing of money. And as my title said, we've invested in camps, tournaments, club teams, travel, video, services, showcases, lessons, all these things. And you're asking, what's next? What is that magic bullet? What's going to get us to the next level? What do I need to do next? I want to keep the momentum going, or maybe we want to keep the momentum, or we're just going to get started, want to get out of the blocks, but what's next? And I understand that because we did camps, we did tournaments, we did club teams, we traveled a lot. We were from a small town, so we really had to travel. We were 4 hours from LA, 4 hours from San Francisco, so any of the major tournaments that we went to, we had to travel a lot. That got expensive. Of course, we did video. So this comes from experience, my own, and the experience of families I've helped since then. I want to help you narrow this down. I don't want you to just spin your wheels and do all these things, because we can confuse activity with progress. We think we're doing these things. I see other people doing it. I heard this is the way we get recruited. We get found. We get discovered. So I'm going to keep going. But don't confuse activity with progress. I want to help you transform your recruiting results. And I want to say 3 things about transformation. That's the key word here, really. Transformation. Transforming your results getting results for all the effort that you're putting in. So the first thing I wanted to share is the invitation to transformation. I got my I've got my mascot with me that you may be able to hear in the background. That's not Santa Claus. It's my little dog Biscuit, who's shaking away, and you can hear the clanging going on. But every team needs a mascot. Every athletic scholarship podcast needs a mascot, and I have one. So she's here with me. The invitation to transformation, that's the first thing. I got to ask you this. As you think about this whole recruiting process, what has you in its grip? What has you stalled? I was talking the other day to a friend who's developing his business, and he's working hard. I mean, he is late nights, investing many hours, in particular, into one aspect of his marketing. He's been doing this every month, week in and week out. He doesn't enjoy doing it, but he's heard that this really works. He's got to do is he can't afford to have anybody else do it. He's several months into this strategy, and the results have been minimal, getting some results, but, you know, not really helping him turn the corner. It's not working as well as he thought it would. He's discouraged. He's overworked. But he's afraid to stop doing this and to start doing something else. Does that describe you in your recruiting efforts? Have you been trying something that just isn't working? It's not quite working. You know, there's a little bit of results there, but it's just not doing the job. But you're afraid to stop. And you don't even have time for another strategy because you're working on this one. It's taking a lot of time. Plus, you got life. This isn't your living. You're not doing this for a living. This is kind of a side job for your kid. Let me give you permission right now. On this Tuesday after Labor Day, to stop doing that thing. You have my permission to stop doing that thing. And will you give yourself permission to stop doing that thing? Let me invite you to have your recruiting results transformed. That's what this invitation is all about. Don't keep doing things that don't work. You only have a certain window of time for recruiting and scholarships. It's going to be passed depending on what year your son or daughter is in. But as you stop doing this one thing and start doing something else, don't just randomly try something else. Don't just try the next big idea or what you hear another parent say. Try something that has a track record. So let me give you something that you can do if you want to replace something that's not working. And this comes from the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. Send an update after every season. I guarantee this will help. One of the best ways you can show coaches you're still interested, that you're continuing to pursue that school, is by sending one-page updates at key intervals and definitely at the end of every season. I'm reminded of one parent. His name is Bob. He was diligent, really diligent in keeping coaches interested in his daughter. He informed coaches of where her club and high school teams were playing by sending out schedules in advance. And after his daughter competed in some showcase tournaments, she started to get feedback from coaches. And they heard from coaches all the way from D1 to D3 because Bob kept in touch after every season and before things, important events were coming up, seasons, tournaments. And Bob said this. He says, most of these contacts from coaches were a result of us writing to them and letting them know where my daughter would play and keeping that line of communication open. So take a lesson from Bob and how to keep the relationships alive. My advice to you is that you should send an update at least at the end of each high school season and club season. That's minimum. But that's not much. It provides highlights of the season. It updates your son or daughter's stats. It shows coaches that you're still interested, that your family, your daughter, your son is still interested in that school. And as Bob discovered, including your upcoming schedule, if you're going to compete on a club team in the off season, is a must, and also your schedule during the regular season. But keep the coaches informed. There's no better way, really, than to send updates, because you can cover every coach and put a little personal note on it. But that really works. It works into the system where you're able to maintain that relationship and show interest. And remember, showing an interest in the school is a real plus for coaches. They want to recruit athletes that they don't have to talk into coming to their school. They want athletes who are already interested. So if you're stepping out continually sending updates, then that does work. So try that if you're not doing it already. What is that one thing that you need to stop doing, that you've given yourself permission to stop doing? As we've been I've already asked you that. What is it? Have you identified one thing? And then is this something you can start doing? If you're already doing the update thing, then pick something else that you could begin doing that is good, that is right, that's not just random, but has a track record. So, transformation. And this is item number two, is the environment for transformation. The environment for transformation. In order for change to happen, you need to be challenged. Challenged to do things that are specific, actionable, and measurable. In other words, hard work rightly focused. I was at the Olympic Training Center a couple weeks ago. We have the privilege of living in the hometown of the U.S. Olympic Committee, and one of the major training centers is right here in Colorado Springs. You may have been there. So we took a guest there, somebody who was in from out of town. In fact, he was in from out of the country. And we went there. So if you ever get a chance to go, take the tour. It's only like $12. They only take Visa, though. it's one of their sponsors. And that's true. Cash or Visa. So here's what I saw there as we walked around part of the tour. They've got this altitude and humidity chamber. This is really wild. They can adjust for any altitude and any humidity level for any athlete who wants to work out in this chamber. Isn't that wild? They can do that. So altitude and humidity. I saw, you hear about Olympic-sized pools, and those who are a swimming family, you've seen them. But this was amazing. I mean, we see these Olympic-sized pools on TV, but in person, these are huge. So I saw a huge, huge Olympic-sized pool. I saw a massive weight room with a lot of space between the weight machines. Oh, just high ceilings, lots of space. Oh, it was very inviting. It was a good, good weight room. I saw a specially treated indoor track. It was like a straightaway, and it was specially treated for sprinters to be able to run on. I don't know exactly how they treated it. They explained it, but I don't remember that. I saw a recovery machine that allows you to do your running or rehab at 20% your body weight, I believe it was, 20%, so that you didn't have to stop working out if you're healing from a knee injury, ankle injury, muscle tear, things like that. You can still work out at 20% of your body weight. That's remarkable. And then they didn't let us into the dining hall, but they told us about it. And it served food that optimized the athletes, depending on what sport they were in, how many calories they needed, their diet, and all that. So the dining hall that served the food really optimized the athletes. Now, this is an environment for champions. It's an environment for transformation. That's why the U.S. Olympic team excels every single Olympics. Not in every sport, but as a whole. They come to the table prepared. And the environment is key to this. Everywhere you look, they immerse themselves. They live on campus. So they're immersed in the environment. And I ask you this. What is your environment for transformation? Especially asking the athletes this, but parents also. Are you hanging around families that are pursuing an athletic scholarship goal like you are? Are you getting together with those families so you're creating an environment of transformation? Are you listening to this podcast every week to get fresh input that will make sure you stay on course? Only asking 15 minutes or so. Are you providing a means for your son or daughter to get better? Whether it's you or a friend helping them work out every so often or hiring an instructor, you can do these things for little or no cost, but providing that environment for them to get better. Those are just some suggestions. What's your What's your recruiting office look like? Is it a desk with papers everywhere, or is it organized with a calendar, a budget, a written plan, files on your computer, things like that? You got to treat this seriously. Don't go overboard like many families do, but really treat this seriously. There's a lot at stake. You know that. So it's about attitude. It's about environment. And the third thing that I want to talk to you about is a challenge to transformation. The challenge to transformation. I talked about challenge a few minutes ago, but I want to say something more. What is your family's biggest obstacle, biggest challenge for your son or daughter to be recruited? What is that? Think about it. It may be top of mind right now. Once you've determined that, I challenge you to attack this head on. Focus it. Focus on it, because if you can't get past this, you've got a dead end ahead. This obstacle is your challenge to transformation. Maybe it may be getting your kid noticed. Your obstacle may be time. Your obstacle may be your athlete's motivation. Your obstacle may be coaches have lost interest. What is that obstacle that is your biggest one right now to getting to the next level? It's like a garden hose. If you spray, there's no power. If you focused at steady stream, man, I'll tell you, it gets the job done. So determine those one, two, or three things that you can do to focus and attack that challenge. Would you do that for me? Would you do that? Okay, so this episode talks about transformation. And you've done all those things. You've done the camps, tournaments, club teams, some of these things. You've traveled, you've enlisted in services, maybe even have a consultant, but you're wondering, why are we not further along than we are? What's next? What's the magic bullet? Well, my answer to you is to be transformed, to see transformation, to see results, to get to the next level. It's these three things. Talked about the invitation to transformation. Talked about the environment for transformation. That's huge. And third, that challenge to transformation. Hopefully those things rung with you, one or two things. I encourage you to re-listen to this episode if you need to. I do encourage you, if you haven't yet, get a hold of How to Get an Athletic Scholarship, the free download on my website at recruitme.com, or there's a link in the show notes, because I'm not going to offer this much longer. I'm switching it up. And I'll also make sure you get the 7-day recruiting jumpstart as a part of that. I know that about 3 or 4 months ago, I said I'm not going to have the How to Get an Athletic Scholarship available much longer. And I changed my mind because I felt that it was the best thing I could give you. But now I have something even better. And so we'll be switching that up really soon. So make sure you go to my website, get that, or click on the show notes. You can find me at recruitme.com. Well, thanks for tuning in. And I hope you have a good week. 4-day work week this week. 4-day week. 4-day school week. If you're in competition, sorry, you've still got maybe a 6 or 7-day week. Anyway, we'll talk to you next Tuesday.